Irene ran from parlor to bedroom and from bedroom to kitchen. "Oh, it is lovely," she cried in great joy as she looked about her. But suddenly she heard a voice call out, "Now then, little mistress, if you do not give me some wood at once, I shall go out." Irene almost jumped out of her shoes. It was the fire talking. Too much surprised to speak, the little girl just stood and listened. "Very well, then," cried the voice again. "If you will not take care of me, I shall go out." At once the fire went out. Irene went to the woodbox and opened it. Taking some small sticks, she hurried to the stove. "Here, mistress, come back and put down my cover, please," called out another voice. "Now the woodbox is talking," thought Irene. Just then a stick of wood said, "You let me fall, mistress. Kindly pick me up." Irene did as she was told. She closed the woodbox, picked up the wood, and swept the floor. Then she laid the broom upon the table and started to build the fire. But the broom called out, "Hang me up, mistress, hang me up." "I can't do everything at once," said Irene, crossly, as she hung up the broom. "One thing at a time, mistress, one thing at a time," answered the broom.